Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are here. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. Today is June 23rd, 2021, and we are here in Israel, the Holy Land, the only Holy Land that God Almighty gave to the world, and Israel is its custodian, and Jerusalem is its capital. By the testimony of the Bible, the book of all books, the Old Testament that gave us, the Jewish people, the courage and the faith to do God's work. It is known that this time we are living in is a serious one, and we have events that are bigger than us and alliances that are different. The question is what path a man should walk in this majestic universe that God created to find the golden road of serenity and happiness. What will it take for the great world of ours to face this time with conviction that we are all in the right path? So to wise up the lesson and the question, we have to clear our act and fix what broken. We fix what made us go wrong, and grant forgiveness to one who seek it, and act strong against the enemy of the good man. No action will take you forward if you do ignore your past. If you are a man or a country, we are all in limbo, and that takes us realizing that the corrupt system, that the abuse, our mundane resources are jeopardizing our progress as well as well-being. Yes, no one is immune, and we are all on the same scale. And let's start with the grant entitlement that the country budget, your government is paying, and for what? More we need to safeguard the poor country and grant them some slack and to let them live again. After we will clean the law and order system, yes, the same one that abused power and enriched himself. Well, justice is not something God undermined, and they will payday at the end of the everyone. And it's better that we clean up this world now before it's too late. Grant us, grant us the power to start anew. It's important for us to remember there is so much broken in this world that we have to get together and decide that we're going to do it. Let's go to a break and we'll be back after this.
The return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel was prophesied in the Bible thousands of years ago and is coming true today. Shalom. Join me, Josh Wander, on Israel Unplugged. Listen in as we delve into the spiritual and physical aspects of the Jewish return to Zion. We'll discuss the biblically mandated, historic, and of course practical understandings of this incredible transition from exile to redemption. That's Israel Unplugged, every Monday on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
We are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. I want to say hi to all my friends in the chat room. Hello, David. It's so good to have you here. Thank you for listening in. And to all our friends around the globe, from the United States of America, Canada, Israel, Australia, United Kingdom, Germany, and Egypt. Egypt, I'm so happy that you're here because you are doing such a great job in the Middle East. I trust that you're going to take over Gaza soon because the way that they are cooperating with the West, it's not happening. So stay put. You might be larger than you thought. Anyway, let's start with my perspective. My perspective as far as, enlarging the prism and saying to the world, listen, we all have two focuses that we are in all together. Is the problem with China and situation in Iran. Now, the situation in Iran, I've been researching it, and it's going to be something that I'm going to evolve with us. As soon as I research it, I will I'll put my opinion inside, or my outlook, because I've been through this historical moment where the Iran-Contra affair burst to the public knowledge. And I realized that since the 1979, the revolt and the move of the Shah of Iran, the American and Iranian regime never came back to talk about what really mattered. They put Israel in the middle because we are like, the mothership is America, the leadership is Israel, and it's much easier target because we are close by and we are tiny, and everybody thinks that they can get rid of the Jews. That's that's a historic of the fact, but, history will tell you that sometimes God interfere, and when God intervene, there is no chances. So I think that we work on godly time right now. So Iran needs to come to the table. Yes, I know that they relieved the sanction that President Trump put on. But the sanctions are for what? To give the Iranian people some relief. I have no problem, with Iranian leaving, as long as they leave Israel alone. And the fact that they want to enrich uranium and create, in a few weeks already, we're talking a nuclear facilities capability that they can manage, and they can create a problem to the world around, and they can put everybody at risk, because you don't know what these new guys that, the killer that they chose again, and I say killer because that's the name they gave it to him, actually. He's been tremendous in the history, and this new ruler might create a problem. I'm sorry. Well, every time I get excited, it's happening. Anytime you see a ruler like this, you must start thinking about the way to negotiate. To negotiate the way to settle the equation from the past. And the Iran-Contra affair that launched, it was the broken point in our history, our present history. And we know that there is the alliances or cooperation or whatever they call it that was created by the American government to operate underneath and, below the radar, to create some kind of movement and traffic of weapon. But the idea is that it was American responsibility in any way. So we must understand that this fight that we're having with Iran started then, and we never resolved it. And until we don't resolve the past, how can we expect to go forward? Yes, I know that they are not goody-two-shoes and we don't like them, or maybe they can be if we change the way we handle them. They are fair trader. We know that for a fact. They are notorious for being not fair, but it doesn't matter. If we decide that we need to create some new understanding, by all means. And the idea that, the talks and the agreement is something that needs to come to the table in a different mode. Now, we have a few systems in the world that serve people, but don't special group, but don't serve the world, like the United Nations. The United Nations is a humongous organization that helps the poor in Africa, and we love that love them for that. They have a court system that not many people are agreeing with them. So we must understand that United Nations needs a reform, not just because it seems like the Arab Leagues is the ruler there, and not just because that every day they have a complaint against Israel, and not just because sometimes they kick America from the humanitarian community, which is ridiculous. So because we have such a large system that was created, in 1947, and it's still abusing the world by obnoxiously devoting most of the time against something and not reflecting on what is really happening on the ground. Think about Hamas. Hamas is a terrorist organization, right? They never condemn them. It doesn't matter if you come from one country or another. If the law and order, the system is not just, you cannot trust them. And the United Nations definitely needs that reform. And that reform, especially when she's sitting on the ground of America, not far away from where the Twin Tower used to be, which something that really upset me every time that I used to walk in, New York City. I said, you know how many people came to the United Nations and they saw the Twin Towers? Maybe one bad guy saw it too many times and it was their ideas. You see, the attack of an American soil was not the first. We had Pearl Harbor there, and we had, in the Second World War, and we had the Twin Towers, which was an incredible attack where everybody were shocked because with the amount of intelligence and the amount of apparatus that we have on the ground, not to see it coming was a very bad situation for America's sake. And that's why we need to reform the intelligence way that we are, cooperating with the world and with America's self. In Israel, for example, it's really, really different kind of understanding, because in Israel, we have the rule. If you meet an Israeli and in two sentences, you don't know somebody in common, the other one is a spy. There is no way. We know each other. We are connected. It's family. And also tradition, we have so many things of being, but it doesn't mean that we are on top notch of everything. We can collect, we can evolve, and we can duplicate the amount of information in no time. That's granted for you. That's why I was always calling, let's create some kind of a technological advanced center here in Israel so we can proportionally duplicate the information we gather. Now, if you do that, you can overcome the threat of the cyber security that is in jeopardy right now. And that's where we get to China, because China decided to create an ecosystem. And sure enough, we have a new guys on the block that want to invest, a millionaire that wants to invest a lot of money in a Project Liberty, and trying to take it to, like an easy format. Think about it. He wants to gather all the information that you guys, your for example, Facebook, you have your membership, you have friends, and if you move to another application, you cannot take them with you, right? So he wants to create an application that will transfer them, like the telephone company. You transfer all your number, you transfer all your contact. And he says that the well-being of the man is that the point of reference, because after that, the man will own that knowledge and not Facebook or any other entity. But it will be under his application. It means that he will duplicate all the information, because what it will be accumulated, all the data that Facebook and the other application collected, and it will be under one thing. And Twitter guy in the owner says that it was Doherty, that it was his idea a long time ago too. He has a format of so. It doesn't matter. I don't like that guy, and I think that the idea of a new project is okay if you give it to Google. Right now, we have Google that has a little situation. And I'm telling you, if you don't invest in Google these days, you are doing wrong to America, because the only company that I can trust that will be for America, to America, and with America in mind is Google. And right now, we need to duplicate the investment there and give them all the opportunity to go to quantum computers product and create a different reality. Let's go to a break and we'll be back after this.
Everyone, this is Andrea Simento from Jerusalem, inviting you to drop everything and join me on my show, Pull Up a Chair. We'll visit this week's quirky stories, meet fabulous guests, and discover my Israel. Together, we'll laugh, shout, and explain the topics that make us say, hey, we've got to talk about that. So get comfortable and pull up a chair with me, Andrea Simento, every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. Listen, guys, I want to congratulate President Biden for inviting President Rivlin to, you know, to America, to Washington, to visit with him after his so long presidency in Israel. He's a good man. He's a smart man. And the interesting thing, they're going to talk about Iran, Gaza, and Syria. What to talk about Syria? You know, Syria, well, let's talk about Lebanon, that we need to help them get their economy coming. I don't know what the perspective there, but I'm happy for that. And I know that we have on the ground in America our chief of the military, which is incredible, because Joint Chief of Staff is important for all purposes. Yeah, but there are a few things I want to mention. You know, there is the EuroLeague that is happening right now. Whoever man that watching the soccer game, and I realize that in England they call it football, and the American call it soccer. Is that because they are suckers? I don't know why they call it soccer, so, but it's football. Now, the idea is that I saw the game with England, which was horrible because they scrimmage so much and they walk on other players. It's like, it's brutal. It's brutal. But I think that this year maybe Scotland gonna make it. This time they deserve it. How many years they've been waiting to get to the next level? Maybe, you know, I'm all cheering for Scotland to come and talk. And anyway, it's important for me to tell you one thing. It's sportsmanship. And sportsmanship needs to have the sportsman spirit. And we have an announcement right now that the Olympic in Tokyo going to be without alcohol free, which is okay. You know, inside the games, I assume that you don't want drunken people there, of course. But there is a problem that they're going to face if they don't solve it beforehand. And the problem is like this. We have the situation where the transgenders families are going to compete with the women. Now, you all think that to be a woman is easy, or they have every right in their world to call themselves as they wish. But the fact that we have an Olympic Games and women are competing and men that are changing to become a woman have not physical the same physical condition, especially when, you know, women have PMS. You don't have PMS, you are not included as in the womanhood. I'm sorry, There is no thing against them. I have no problem. I told you many times before. I have no problem with anybody. I don't care. You do whatever you want in your bedroom. You do everything. You can dress up. You can. Sometimes I like them. Sometimes they're funny. Sometimes they're scary. But sometimes they are competition for real. When they're so gorgeous, especially when they take over the fashion world. You know, they don't need women anymore because you guys all replace us. That's why the man rules this world. Now they're replacing even the women. But to compete against us, it's not a level field. And that's something that is going to be subjected to a lawsuit. Because if anybody in the Olympic scheme will decide to let a transgender, a man, you know, changed to a woman with the same power that he has as a man, because that power is not taken away or he's not dismantled it before. I don't know, you can, you know, uterus and all, this is something we have that it's an obstacle that we have to overcome. Now, we've been through this, we fight it so much, and now you are trying to sabotage us. So you decide if you want to compete, but we women decide if we want to, you know, to sue you all. We're going to sue you in every court in the world or of public opinion, and we're never going to let go because this is a transgression against women. It's you are abusing your status. You're abusing us so much that we cannot tolerate it. So you decide what you want, but we have the right to do what we feel is right. So women are women because they have the reproduction system that takes a toll on us every month. It's weakening us, and every time we overcome them, it's such a strain and it's such a powerful. But you know, to be free of everything and then compete, why don't you put a robot and then put a lipstick on and say, "Oh, this is the same women." Oh, you know what? Why you need to replace? You want to replace women in the world? You cannot. We are reproduction. That's why God gave us this incredible power to make babies. This is our power in the world. Because if not, you would sketch us for real. Because you're trying to push it around so many times and so many opportunity. Forget the payment. Forget that we are the hard labor of the world. Forget it that we are the largest minority because we don't have any rights in so many places. In the Jewish religion, for example, a woman cannot divorce. She needs the men to agree. This is like a democracy. Please don't call it democracy. I go crazy every time they say it. Oh, democratic way. Yeah, right. Women cannot divorce by themselves or to the man they want. Sorry, that's not democratic. You abuse us. Now, this abuse come to the sport arena after we waited so long to keep it up. We work so hard. We take care of children. We take care of the house. We take care of our parents. And what you have given us, you gave us shame. You take everything we can take, you know, we can earn. We need to the hard labor that gave us this world as a woman is, it's spectacular. We need to go through so many motives just to be recognized. Not recognized, forget recognition. Who cares for recognition? I have, diplomas, or not diplomas, all on the wall, all plaques that say how great I am. Yeah. But to give me a seat on the table, that's what we want. We want you to use a wisdom that only a woman perspective can have. You cannot change that. That's a woman perspective that has a different kind of tools to analyze stuff. We can do it in the world intelligence. We have more capacity than anybody else because we sense stuff. We have, they have. They call us. We have radar. Yes, we know. We know stuff. We can sense it, and we have the information. Sometimes God loves us. What can we do? And He blesses us with so many things. So please give us the opportunity, at least, to have a fair games. and the Olympic and in Japan. Japan that honor everybody and give respect, and they are the pride. They come and they fix, and we love them. How organized and wonderful they are. Do the right thing. If not, I'm going to be on your back forever. Trust me, never going to forget this. Even if it doesn't claim to nothing, we will never forgive you. And we'll pray for God to help us in this. Because if mankind cannot listen to woman prayer, God definitely can. Okay, so I'm telling you, no transgender in the women. You know, get them in the man thing. Or get them the whole segment from them for themselves. It's fair. If they are different, yeah, why don't you? I have no problem. Whatever. You feel like you want to respect them, but not in on behalf of the women. Because my children, my girls, my little friends, the girls, everybody has the right to compete on their level on equal firm. It's like going, you know, to America from a place that is a little country, said, let's compete in the free market. Yeah, right. Anyway, talking about making amends, so I told you about what I think about this. I think that the games in the Euro Cup, it was abusive, too much, didn't like it. I think that they become brutal. The man needs to shape up and restore the spirit of sportsmanship that is missing. And we want you to understand that sportsmanship is a spirit. It's not something you can destroy and walk over other players, you know, just walk on them physically. And you know, forget the guy that got a heart attack. I don't know what it is. But, you know, if you come for the sport and you want to beat, go to boxing. But soccer needs or football needs to have a climate of organized. It wasn't organized. It wasn't played. It is awful football. I'm sorry. As far as I'm concerned, you enjoy it, man. Oh, yes, you like fighting. We don't. You know, I used to go to games. I know how it looks like in a good day games. I actually celebrated with Italy with the World Cup was there in 82. I was there on the roofs of, you know, of the cars with everybody celebrating. Yes, Italy was the champion then, and they played an incredible game. That's what happened when you have a great partnership, a team, and the spirit of sport. But for some reason, this corona, this economy got us so brutal that we forgot who we are. We are mankind, and we deserve to have a great life. Let's go to a break, and we end up in the next segment with a prayer, of course.
Are you interested in transforming your life, drawing closer to the Creator, and uncovering the deeper meanings and hidden treasures in the Hebrew Bible?
Then join me, Rav Yitzhak Michelson.
And me, William Hall.
On The Science of Kabbalah, where we are seeking to narrow the gap between what we understand of our physical and spiritual worlds. So make sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Israel News Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Walter Bingham. If you want to hear the news behind the news and the true perspective on world affairs, then the Walter Bingham File is the program for you. We bring you interviews with the movers and shakers, political commentaries, and on-the-spot reports of events as they happen. All here every Tuesday, 4 p.m. Israel time, 9 a.m. Eastern time. And it's all archived on our website. Make it a date.
We are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is from Jerusalem with Love. You know, guys, in life, I love freedom. Live and let live. That's my motto. I don't like to be obnoxious to anybody who's doing, you know, but don't mess don't mess with God first, and don't mess with the righteous way. And it means if you try to disturb us, if you try to take us from elsewhere, for example, our new foreign minister is Yair Lapid. He decided to put the flag, the gay flag, on the Minister of Foreign Affairs. Now, I am asking you, first of all, don't you think you offend, let's assume, 50% of the people, religious Jerusalem, Holy Land, the Holy Scripture, the Bible, book of all book? Don't you think it's insulting? Now, I have my story has nothing to do with, so don't take it personally, anybody. But the fact of the matter that this gay flag needs to be down and immediately. First of all, politics and sex don't mix. And I use the word sex explicitly, and I know that it's not the geo, you know, this is a family friendly station, family friendly radio. But I don't care about what people do in their own private time. And I would state it again and again. I don't like when men and women talk about it, about, you know, being straight or anything. I don't like to see movies that they're too explicit, where you got a great story, all of a sudden you feel like you went to see rated XXX movie. I don't understand, like, there is a great show, The Outlander, about a woman that goes back in history, which I love stories about, you know, going back. Time machine really is something that really, really interests me. I love it. I don't know if it's possible, but it doesn't matter. It's exciting. And then you see half of the show is a scene of, you know, in the bedroom. Guys, we don't need a class. We don't need to see it. It's not our business. And stop exposing women all of the time to sell some ticket, you cheapo. If you don't have something intelligent to say, stop exposing women. And you know you're abusing the one that, you know, younger, but it's in the dark net, so nobody can see it. Of course, if the system will start investing in Google and start going after the dark net, maybe we'd solve that problem too. But we finance so many of those rotten commercial, rotten movies. Why I have to close, or I have to forward the movie because I'm insulted. I'm watching in the middle of my living room a movie that is so exciting. I want to see it. All of a sudden, my daughter passed by, and there is a scene from the bedroom. I don't want her to see it. I feel uncomfortable. I don't want to see it. I don't need to see other people do it. You know, my own being is my own being. And that's something that needs to get out of the public sphere and go back to the private sphere. For some reason, people cheapen the life so much that they start selling it for free out. Not for free, selling it. How to for anybody. And that's where they leave God, because they leave shame out. And when you start, you know, feeling shameless, you're shameless about everything. It's about, there is a great, you know, right now we have the fight that the religion, the Hasidic religions are so upset that they lost their position in the coalition, and now they're in opposition and all the money goes elsewhere. Wow, they're really mad. So start bickering, but they're bickering and they slander and they talk bad. And I'm talking to myself. I said, this is religious? This is when you wish bad to other people? You slander people? This is religion? You call yourself God-fearing when they say everything in the Torah is a good and nice, and you love, and you trust in God to do the best thing. And also, you know, you have a very preconditioned saying, whatever God decides is good. And you go, and you have this member of Knesset that he runs the rabbi. Yesterday, there was a story about Rabbi Kanevsky, one of the righteous, incredible rabbis. People are coming to him to get a blessing, and he's righteous. But they try to manipulate him. And how do I know that they manipulate him? How do I know? Because they let the little grandchild explain what the rabbi say or ask him the question. That grandchild is adorable. He's doing good job for his grandfather. However, one sin killed it all. The way they serve food to the rabbi. When you throw the plate to a righteous man, is not a righteous man in your face. He is a prisoner of yours, or you capture him. It was like a scene from a prison. And I heard so many people telling that the rabbi complained, go away, I don't want to be here. Go away, you're disturbing me. Go away, I want the peace. And they immerse him with people, because there is always in the bank, in the backyard, you know how they are. And they try to manipulate the outcome of so many events by saying, and now he's upset, Mr. Gaffney, the religious. And he starts slandering everybody, wishing bad. You wishing bad on my brothers, sister, Jews? You wish us well only. Because we are blessed nation. We are blessed by God when we all righteous. That's our purpose. We're supposed to be righteous. And our walk should be holy. Our walk should be nice and clear. That's why you need to start cleaning up your act, everybody. And I'm talking about the religious people more than ever. Because if you don't set an example to your student, you are a culmination of a failure of the very schooling that the Torah gave you. If you go to school every day and you learn mannerism and you know how to behave, and then when the time comes and you behave like an animal, that means that the school did not teach you right. That means that you think entitled, and you're entitled to nothing. That's returned to the very proposition that I started the show. Let's cut the entitlement to all from all those government that they abuse us for so many years, not from this government, from American government, from Australian, from Canada. Everyone has in their budget so many companies that are entitled that they cut the deal a few years back. Like yesterday, they found that one of the insecurity, Phoenix, the security company in Israel, the biggest one, was an agreement that was a fraud, because the signed agreement, forget it. It's a fraud. It's $1 billion lawsuit that's coming up if the government of Israel take it, and they will get out of business. But you need to have guts to do the right thing, and to be courageous, to be an honorable man, you need to get your courage and do the right thing. That's why when you stay put and you do nothing, you're accomplice. You're accomplice of everything that happens around you. Because it's your surrounding, you need to be responsible. And so when people come and changed in the government, you say it's amazing. Wow, we have a Bennett, a guy that got 6 months and he's the prime minister. Well, that show you when God is mad, even a six-minded guys can take your place. You are not so mighty. The prime minister who thought that he will give the prime minister only when the Messiah will come. I think it was a joke. You know why? Because they say that the Rabbi Milubavitch said that. But the fact of the matter is, the same day of his Yertzik, the memorial day of the rabbi, Bennett was sworn in. It means that the rabbi had a point in showing up in that time, saying, guys, wasn't, because it wasn't what I said. Probably misunderstood or misspoke or whatever. But the fact of the matter, even a six-minded guy can kick you out of office. So don't ever think you're mighty. When you serve the people, when you handle the money of the people, stop coaxing and stop creating this operation secrecy and send people to kill people in Africa or to undermine a government in another country and then pretend that somebody else is evolving in your government. Don't do that. When you go and change and you put the Shah of Iran instead of it was American doing, you need to go and redeem yourself and start cleaning, because they're coming after to destroy the Jews again. And I'm not going to let it be if God will help us. So let's hope and pray for God so the mankind will start reasoning, that we get some more power, then the world will be a better day for our children to be. I hope that you had fun today. I'll see you and I'll talk to you next Wednesday. Be blessed. God bless you all from Jerusalem with love. I love you. Bye-bye.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at israelnewstalkradio.com.
Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar. I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom!
Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling for the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.